A friend of mine's son is named Yeshaya, after Rav Yeshaya ben Rav Moshe. And I asked my friend, I don't understand, you're not the type of guy who's into Hasidus, or Kvarim, or Kvitlach. Why is your son named after Rav Yeshaya ben Rav Moshe? And he said, well, because my grandfather was named after Rav Yeshaya ben Rav Moshe. So I said, what? This whole Rav Yeshaya ben Rav Moshe, Pearsome, the fact that he became famous and known, that people were naming after him, only happened in the last couple of years, maybe 5-7 years. Obviously, he was a great Rebbe, and many people saw Yeshuas, but that which he became very famous, that random people in random places who didn't have connections before would name after him, was only in the last couple of years. I said, how in the world is your grandfather, who is a very old man, named after Rav Yeshaya? So he said, well, the story goes as follows. My great-grandparents in Europe were married, but unfortunately, they were barren. 1 year went by, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years went by. And they had tefillos and brachas, and any medical knowledge which could have been used at the time was used. And sadly, they didn't have any children yet. Someone recommended them to go to Karastir, the tzaddik of Karastir, Yeshaya ben Rav Moshe. So it was roughly a 2-hour train ride from where they were. They got on the train and they went to Rav Yeshaya. Rav Yeshaya gave them a bracha that they should have children within the year. And what happened was sure enough, roughly 9-10 months later, they had twin babies on Ches Nisan. However, the babies couldn't have a bris. So they had to delay it. Until a little after Gimel Iyar. Gimel Iyar was the day of Shiloh passed away. And shortly after that was when they were able to have a bris. It was probably the first, if not one of the first children named after Rav Yeshaya ben Rav Moshe. They were zoche, they merited, they had children due to Tzaddik's bracha, due to Kadosh Baruch Hu listening to this amazing Tzaddik's blessing for them to have children. And that created generations of generations of children, a tremendous family. The question is what caused Rav Yeshaya to have this tremendous koyach bracha? There are many, many stories which bring out his greatness. However, on his deathbed, as he was going to the next world, his last moments was his defining moments. He said to the people sitting around him, come close, I need you to listen to me. And they gathered around. And he said, when I pass away, when I go to the Olam HaEmes, when I'm not here anymore, there are going to be hundreds and thousands of people who are going to come to my Levaya. And this is not a town that has the capacity for that many people all of a sudden to have food and arrangements. Yeshaya said, go around and go get food and go get pots and go get all the necessities in order to feed everyone who's coming. We need to make sure that the Yidden aren't hungry, that they aren't weak, and that they are with what they need. That means as he was leaving this world, as he was going, as he would have nothing left, he made sure others had. This is something which brings down bracha, shefa, parnasa, hatzlocha in the world. When you are not for yourself and you are for others, you have the greatest koyach bracha. Where did Rav Shaila's koyach bracha come from? Where did he have the ability to bring down this shefa, to give others blessing? Because he wasn't for himself. He said, I will be here for Klal Yisrael. We are all Hashem's children. And there's nothing more that Hashem loves than when we look after his children. When we look after another. When we aren't for ourselves, but we're for others. When we do that, we have the greatest koyach habracha. We can bless others and help others in the most unbelievable way. All the Avos HaKadoshim, all Tzadikim, everyone ever in history who was great, always came through their own self-nullification to help others in Klal Yisrael. This is what we have to learn on Rav Yeshaya's Yahrzeit site, to be there for others, to not be there for ourselves, to move ourselves out of the way and put others in the picture. And you will never, ever lose out from doing such a thing. It will only bring more bracha in your life and bracha to those around you. Bez Hashem, b'schut tzaddik, we should all do something today to help another person, to push ourselves out of the way, and to bring Hashem more into our lives and everyone around us' lives.